listen to the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you confused by all the whey protein products on the market? Now just imagine a natural whey protein powder uniquely produced from all natural grass pasture cow's milk that truly delivers the healthy benefits of what the science of whey protein claims, such as promoting lean muscle, burning body fat, a strengthened immune system, satisfying your appetite, more beautiful skin and hair, increased glutathione levels, plus the overall benefit of anti-aging and youthful vitality. Well, that's Whey Natural USA, America's premier wellness and peak performance living whey protein. Whether you're a hardworking mom or dad, recovering from surgery, a busy executive, a diabetic, a serious bodybuilder, or someone who simply desires to look and feel your best, all can benefit from Whey Natural USA. And guess what? It tastes great too. Call toll-free 1-855-252-5800 or go right now to WheyNaturalUSA.com. That's WheyNaturalUSA.com and order your free sample today. That's WheyNaturalUSA.com or call 1-855-252-5800 today.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Get the latest information in health and wellness when you tune into On the Radio with Dr. Ray. Each week, you'll find out the latest and greatest from both traditional and holistic perspectives. Your host, Dr. Robert Ray, better known as Dr. 90210, is the best known and most sought after plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Dr. Ray, with his co-host, Natalie Day, will help you get the dream body you've always wanted through diet and exercise, not surgery and medicine. On the Radio with Dr. Ray airs live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Variety.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello and welcome to Family First. I'm your host, Randy Rolfe, and we try to bring you excellent guests from all over the world who have special insight into issues that affect family life. And we're expecting a guest today, but she hasn't called in. She's in Canada and a wonderful natural pharmacist who has some great tips about your family fall season and how to energize your family and maintain and protect your health. But before we get into that, I want to invite you to become a friend of Family First. We're encouraging people to become friends of Family First, and if you go to the popular crowdsourcing website Indiegogo, you can sign up as a friend of Family First, starting just at $6 or all the way up, and we have gifts even starting at $6. I'm looking for lots of supporters to help us move forward in our second year. We have over 47,000 people listening every month, and I'm hoping that means 47,000 families are benefiting from our interviews. So the website to go to is www.indiegogo.com, and that's www.indiegogo.com, and then just put a slash and friends of family first, and all kinds of great gifts, and really appreciate your support, and thank you for listening. Tell your friends about our campaign. Today is the last day. So October 5th, the campaign closes 11:59 tonight, Pacific Time, U.S. So do go there and watch my crazy little video and read up on all we do with Family First and the wonderful thank you gifts you can get for your great contributions of any size. Any size is welcome. I'm just excited to have so many people benefiting from Family First and looking to have as many friends of Family First as you like. So tell your friends about the show and about our campaign on today. We're waiting to hear from Sherry Torkas in Canada, and I'm hoping she will call in. But meanwhile, I want to share some of my thoughts about energizing for the fall season. She has some wonderful specific advice, but I want to just say it's really, really important that you relax, that you not overstress yourself. And I found with all my clients that one of the biggest challenges is to not overschedule yourself. And Sherry is here now, so I know she'll talk about that some too. So let me quickly introduce you. First I'll ask, does the end of your summer have you feeling kind of drained? I found many parents look forward to the summer to do things with their kids and be free of school and sports schedules. But then by the end of the summer, they're looking forward to the discipline of the school day in the week. And then they find that the readjustment is stressful and sometimes overwhelming. And Sherry Torkas has some great ideas. She's a health author and fitness expert and award-winning pharmacist. And as our guest, she'll share some great practical tips tips for making that readjustment with greater ease and with confidence that you're still protecting your family's health and well-being. She's researched a number of critical health issues and is gifted in making that scientific information accessible to the general public. As a mother herself, she's explored many child issues and knows a lot about how parents can keep their kids healthy. She's author of the Canadian Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, the Glycemic Index Made Simple, which we'll be talking about, and most recently, Saving Women's Hearts, which is a very accessible book to really understand all of that. She graduated from the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science in 1992, and since then, she's been practicing holistic pharmacy in the Niagara region of Ontario. So, welcome, Sherry. I'm so glad to have you back on Family First.
Hi there, Randy. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I love the idea of really helping families get started in the fall as their schedules change and a whole lot starts to happen and everybody's busy. So I wanted to ask you first, just as an introduction, how did you get interested in natural pharmacy and combining complementary therapies with conventional therapies for the good of the family?
Well, I became aware of the value of good nutrition at a very young age. I was in my teenage years when I was suffering with an undiagnosed medical condition that caused me to lose a lot of weight. I became anemic, malnourished. I had horrible stomach symptoms. I was very fatigued. My hair wasn't growing. It was just a horrible experience I went through, and the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me, and I went from one doctor to another, and I was misdiagnosed and given unnecessary high dosages of a lot of pharmaceuticals that didn't really do anything for me. And it wasn't until I was finally referred to a specialist, a gastroenterologist, that they found out I had celiac disease, which is a gluten intolerance and quite easily managed through diet. And that experience really opened my mind to just how important the right food and good nutrition is for the body, and that what can happen if you become malnourished. In my case, all of my symptoms were caused by malnutrition because I was eating gluten-containing foods that was damaging the absorptive surface of my intestine. And over a period of almost 3 years while I was suffering, I started to experience both the small and the minor symptoms of nutrient deficiencies, and then the more severe things where I lost my night vision and I was very deficient in essential fatty acids, which caused, you know, skin issues and depression and things like that. So that whole experience really opened my eyes up to the power of nutrition and what happens in the body when it's not given the right elements. I went on to study pharmacy school, and when I began practicing in 92, I was fresh out of school. I went to school in Philadelphia, and I was very energized about all of the things that we could do to treat health from a variety of perspectives, and I really wanted to integrate holistic therapies into the way I focused in practice. So when patients come to see me, I advise them on nutritional interventions. We talk about things that they should eat or avoid. We talk about other lifestyle issues, stress, exercise, and the role of both pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals, the vitamins and herbs.
That's great. There's nothing that teaches like personal experience. And I know now you're a healthy mom with a wonderful little one.
Yes, I was actually just outside with my little guy. His name's Phoenix. And so I apologize, I'm a few minutes late calling in to you because I was just outside with him, lost track of time. It's truly one of the greatest joys in my life is being with my son. He's just, every day he inspires me with his curiosity and the way he looks at life, and just totally enjoying being a mom.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think being a parent is a second chance to just learn all over again. So that's a great story, and I appreciate you calling in, and I know how it can be totally distracting when you're playing with your kids, or I have a 5-year-old grandson, so I know it can be just totally absorbing to to play with them, so that's great. So let's start out with talking about some of the myths that people get into if their energy is short and they need energizing. One of the most common things and heavily advertised now is these energy drinks. And so can you comment on how people are misunderstanding what those are all about?
Yeah, I'm really not a huge fan of energy drinks, and I think that they can actually be quite dangerous, especially to certain individuals, people that have underlying health conditions, whether it's high blood pressure, or even to children whose bodies can't handle the high amounts of sugar and caffeine that are in these beverages. But, you know, when we're feeling tired and fatigued, it might seem like a quick fix and a simple thing to just take something that is called Energy Boost or whatever the product may be called. But in my experience as a pharmacist and one that is very well-versed in nutritional and health matters, I really feel that we should stay away from those types of quick fix approaches. I think if you're looking for an energy boost, it's important to look at your diet, because eating the right foods can actually help to keep your energy levels high, and eating the wrong things can actually make you feel more fatigued and tired. So when we talk about natural ways that we can boost our energy through diet, one of the most important things is to try and eat small, frequent meals throughout the day, focusing on low glycemic, which means low GI or the slow-release carbohydrates, because of those foods are broken down very slowly into sugar, so they help to keep you feeling more stabilized so that you don't experience the swings, the highs and the lows that you do if you're eating quick-release carbs. The quick-release carbs would be things such as foods that are made with white flour, foods that are high in sugar. They give you a quick burst of sugar and energy, but that's followed by a plateau and a dropping off where you feel tired and fatigued.
I remember I first noticed that in my very first job when I was working at a TV station as their assignment editor. People, every 2 hours, they would go get coffee and a donut or some quick picker-upper, and it seemed like they were addicted, and I started noticing right then that there was something interesting going on. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you've called it a roller coaster of peaks and crashes. Can you tell a little more about that?
Yeah, because what's really happening, we use the example of the coffee and the donut. The coffee provides high amounts of caffeine. If you're having drip coffee, it's about 150 milligrams of caffeine. And a donut or a bagel or a muffin or a cookie, those are foods that are very high in refined starchy carbohydrates, things that are made with white flour. So when you eat something like the donut or the bagel, you chew it, you swallow it, it gets into your system, the sugar and the starch breaks down very quickly in your system, causing your blood sugar levels to rise up really quickly. And in response to that, your pancreas will produce insulin because it senses that your blood sugar is high. And insulin's job is to take that sugar in your system and bring it into the cells to be used for energy. So if your blood sugar is really high, your pancreas cannot just produce the adequate amount of insulin, but it can overproduce insulin, and that can result in your blood sugar then dropping off really low. So you feel high, you feel energized when your blood sugar is high, and then when your blood sugar drops down low an hour or so later, then you're feeling tired, you're foggy, you can't think clearly, and you're looking for your next fix, which may be another coffee or donut. So instead of that, coffee is actually okay in moderation. It's when you're having 3 or more cups a day that it becomes a problem. Most of the research that's been done on coffee has found that there are benefits with the antioxidants, the flavonoids that are naturally present in coffee. That's not so bad, but the problem is with the refined starchy carbohydrates and the sweets that you have with it. So instead of the bagel or the muffin, even if you're having a muffin, it could be a bran muffin, or if you're having a bagel, try to have a bagel maybe that's made with multi-whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And if you spread some almond butter or something like that on it, the addition of the healthy fats and the protein will actually slow down the rate of digestion so that your blood sugar doesn't peak up really high and then drop off really low.
That makes a lot of sense. So what would be some of those foods that one might have for a small meal or a snack that has the extra fiber and just digest a little slower so it doesn't overwhelm the pancreas?
Yeah, some of the other examples of low glycemic carbohydrates, I'm a fan of quinoa, also chia seed, which is great to add to your cereal. It's very high in soluble fiber, also protein and healthy fats. So I love chia seed. You can have a quinoa, and quinoa, similar, you can use it to rice in recipes. also a lot of fruits. Although they do contain naturally occurring sugar, they have soluble fiber, which slows the rate of digestion. So having apples or berries, nuts and seeds, if you're having a salad, you want to throw on, you know, lots of different colorful vegetables, because then you're ensuring not only are you getting the fiber and the slow-release carb, but you're also getting a lot of nutrients. So those are healthier snacks. And if you're looking for an energy bar, there are a lot of good examples. I like Larabar. That's one of my favorites.
Sherry, we're up on our first break, so okay. Let's talk a little more about those good low-glycemic carbs. And listeners, stay tuned. Sherry has many more great suggestions for energizing yourself in the fall.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RANDYROLFE.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. And before we continue our conversation with Sherry Torkus, I want to remind you this is the closing date for our campaign on Indiegogo for Friends of Family First. So if you're enjoying the show and you'd like to be a supporter at any level, starting at $6, we'll send you some thank you gifts. And the website to go to is www.indiegogo.com. That's IndieGogo.com. And then slash and put in Friends of Family First, and it'll go right to my video and a chance to give us your support. But tell your friends to listen to the show. We're in our second year. We have almost 50,000 people listening. So let's get back to with our guest. So Sherry Torkus is well-known all over North America as a natural pharmacist, and she's authored a number of books, including the Canadian Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine and the Glycemic Index Made Simple and Saving Women's Hearts. And we've been talking about the glycemic index because it's a very useful way to look at how carbs are affecting your body. So if we can, we were sharing, you know, you don't want the refined white carbohydrate foods like donuts and bagels. You want to get whole foods. And you were sharing with us some whole foods that have the fiber that slows down the uptake in the body so it doesn't overwhelm your insulin system. Is that right?
That's right. And that's the key is when you're choosing your carbohydrates, you want to choose ones that are as unprocessed as possible, so as close to nature as possible, really. But of course, when you're looking at breads and any type of baked goods, look for terms such as whole grain, nuts, seeds. Read the amount of fiber in the product, fiber per serving, and if you can find a bread that gives you 3 grams of fiber or more per serving, that's great. And when it comes to snacks, I talked about nuts and seeds and berries and apples. Yogurt's also a great snack to have that provides protein and also some important nutrients such as calcium. But another snack, for people that like to snack on, say, potato chips or pretzels and salty type snacks, there are healthier options available. If you go into health food stores or even some of your main grocery stores now, carry tortilla chips that are high in fiber and fortified with special ingredients such as plant sterols. And there's one that I get in particular. It's called Coralwise Plant Sterols, and the name of the tortilla chip is Corazonas. And they're pretty widely available, Corazonas tortilla chips. They have the plant sterols added to them. And the benefit for that is that the plant sterols can actually help to lower your cholesterol. So for somebody looking for a snack that's high in fiber and also has benefits for cholesterol, that would be an example. They also have cookies. They're oatmeal squares, actually, that are made by the same company, Corazonas, and they're high in fiber, and again, with the added plant sterols. So these plant sterols, we do get a small amount of them in diet when we eat vegetables and nuts and seeds, but it's difficult to get enough alone from diet. So if you choose foods that are fortified with plant sterols, you can take advantage of some of the cholesterol-lowering benefits.
That makes so much sense. And when back in human history, we ate many more vegetables and fresh, unprocessed foods than we do now. And oats are one of my favorite foods because they are so rich in fiber and protein and fats. And the apple a day, it's still true. You can get good quality apples. And
your apples and your oats. You know, a great breakfast food would be to have oatmeal with some sliced apple, maybe some raisins or some chia seeds sprinkled on top, and you're getting just a lot of different nutrients and a high fiber breakfast food.
Now, let me just ask you, for families that say, oh, but my children wouldn't eat that, one of the things I did was just there wasn't anything else. And when kids are hungry, they will eat. So I think one of the tricks is to avoid having those refined carbohydrates easily available. Do you do that too?
Oh, absolutely. I don't buy it, and therefore, if it's not in the house, it can't be eaten. And I think that's an important thing, because if you buy the sugary breakfast cereals that are marketed towards kids with the little gifts inside, and they're just loaded with sugar and very low in fiber and nutritional value, it's not really a great food for your child, especially to have in the morning when they're going off to school, something like a bowl of, you know, one of those sugary children's cereals. It's not going to keep them feeling energized and sustained throughout the morning. So having oatmeal would be a better choice, or having a high-fiber multigrain cereal, yogurt and berries, or poached eggs. Those are great breakfast foods.
Oh, that sounds great. So let's move on to how fats can affect your energy level. People they reach for the quick energy, but explain how fat, not to be afraid of fat, and how to use fats to keep yourself energized and your children.
Yeah, fats are really an important part of the diet, and unfortunately they get a bit of a bad rap in terms of when we talk fats, we think of body fat, but fat really is a necessary component of our diet, and we need fats for, they provide nutrients and source of energy, they help carry the fat-soluble vitamins in our body, and we really want to make sure we're eating the right types of fats, and the right fats, ones that we hear a lot about are olive oil and fish oil, and eating fish, which provides the fish oil. But there are some other oils as well that we often don't hear as much about, but they can be very beneficial, and one that I use a lot is the Malaysian palm fruit oil. And palm fruit oil, like coconut oil, sometimes gets a bit of a bad rap because it is higher in saturated fat than some of the other oils. But what is most important is that the palm fruit oil and also coconut oil, they also have higher amounts of the polyunsaturated fatty acids and antioxidants. Now, the Malaysian palm fruit oil, which is now widely available in international and Asian grocery stores, it has the highest amount of naturally occurring tocotrienols, and that's a potent form of vitamin E. And only palm fruit oil contains all four of the vital tocotrienols, the vitamin E-type antioxidants that are really important for our health, and that's the alpha, beta, gamma, and delta tocotrienols. I know that sounds a bit technical, but the point I really wanted to make is that the palm fruit oil contains a really high amount of these beneficial antioxidants, the tocotrienols. Think of them as a supercharged or super performing type vitamin E. And it also contains naturally occurring beta carotene and other antioxidants and nutrients. And what's great with the palm fruit oil is that this oil, you can not only enjoy it in your salads or foods, put it on pasta, but you can also cook with it. So say you want to, you know, stir fry something or sear your fish, the palm fruit oil can be heated. It's heat stable, whereas olive oil is really best to you add to foods after they're cooked. So that's a healthy fat that you want to try and get more of in your body. And again, you can find it in Asian grocery stores on its own. But you'll also see a number of food manufacturers are now using palm fruit oil, adding it to some of your common foods. For example, peanut butter. It's an ingredient that you'll find in some brands of peanut butter, such as the Smart Balance peanut butter and the Smart Balance margarine spread contain the palm fruit oil. And people can get the benefits. Even there are some healthy type of cookies that contain the palm fruit oil. I mentioned some of the antioxidants that are naturally occurring in the palm fruit oil. But what you also find is that it can have a beneficial effect on your HDL, which is your good cholesterol. It can help to increase your HDL while keeping your LDL neutral, so it doesn't have a negative effect on your LDL. So those are some key things that are great attributes of those particular oils. And just in general, we want to try and have more of the better fats and the healthy fats in our diet, because they're important for your body in terms of energy and also to help you burn fat efficiently.
So that when you have these high quality fats, they do help with stable production of energy. Is that right?
That's right. And that's just to stabilize your energy, because if I go back to the bagel example we were talking about earlier, the muffin, if you have just a simple bagel or muffin, that quick release carbohydrate, it processes fairly quickly into sugar in your system. Now, if you add some healthy fats or oils to that, for example, if you put some of the Smart Balance peanut butter on that will provide the palm fruit oil, which is the healthy fat, plus the protein, the peanuts, then you're getting a combination of a good protein, a good fat, and the carbohydrate, which will help to slow down the rate of digestion and keep the blood sugar more stable.
Excellent. I remember back in the 70s reading a book where he said the author had studied diets around the world, and he said apples were a perfect example, that if you actually eat the seeds of a natural apple, you're getting protein and fat along with the carbs, and that was actually nature's intent, not to have these isolated carbohydrates.
Exactly, but you know, nobody eats the seeds. The core of the apple. But if we ate it as nature intended, there's some truth to that. The seeds are actually a good source of nutrients, antioxidants, fiber, protein, and healthy fats.
Yes, well, I'm one of the rare people who does chew it, because it tastes very much like an almond. If it's a fully mature apple, organic, mm-hmm. then it tastes delicious. So let's move on to energizing the family through sleep. I know you put a lot of emphasis on that, and so do I. And of course, it starts to be edged away in the busy schedules when kids are going back to school and we're still trying to do our work, and then they have after school activity and it's hard to wake them up in the morning. So tell us about sleep and how that impacts the energy level.
Well, sleep is one of those really vital things that we need for good health and just proper functioning of our bodies and even our minds. But yet it's one of those things that we often take for granted. When we get busy, it's usually one of the first things that we that we skimp on. We cut down the amount of time we sleep. You do more to pack more activities into your day, whether it's work or even pleasure activities, and then we tend to skimp on sleep, saying, "Well, you know, I won't get that extra hour of sleep tonight. You know, I'll catch up on the weekend." And then that's a common misconception, that you can catch up on sleep on the weekends. There's no sleep bank where you can make withdrawals from during the week and catch up on the weekend. Your body doesn't work that way in your system. So it's really important to try and make an effort to get adequate sleep at night. And some people do say they function well on 6 hours, but for the average adult, it's about 7 to 8 hours. Children, young children in particular, and teenagers, they need a higher amount of sleep, and that can vary anywhere from 8 to 12 hours to feel well rested and to be able to wake up feeling refreshed and to think clearly and function optimally. So good quality sleep is really important. And there are a lot of reasons, I think, today why people don't get adequate sleep. Aside from being busy, a lot of folks today are stressed out. And if you're stressed out, that can impact your ability to feel relaxed in the evening and to be able to get into a calm, relaxed state where you can fall asleep.
For sure. And many people, they watch the late night news, which gets them worried about the economy or the violence, and or maybe they snack right before bed. So those aren't good ideas, right?
Right. Well, you want to do relaxing things in the evening. So if you find the news and the current events upsetting, then try not to do that. Read a relaxing book, do some stretches, meditate. I really like yoga. Deep breathing exercises can be helpful. And you want to have yourself into a routine or ritual where you have, you know, a set of things that you do every evening as part of your wind down. We do that with our children. We bath them, we read them books, and then we tuck them into bed. And as adults, you know, we sometimes try to just work up until the minute before we go to bed. If we're on our computers or checking email, try to keep all of that stuff out of your bedroom. Reserve your bedroom for sleep and relaxation, and keep it dark and quiet. You want your room dark so that your body can produce optimal amounts of melatonin, which is a hormone secreted in response to darkness, and it helps to regulate our sleep-wake cycles. So to get optimal melatonin release, you need to have your room dark in the evening, and again, keep all, you know, electronics other than your alarm clock, I suppose, out of your room, and just do what you can to establish that regular ritual. In terms of evening snacks, it really isn't good to eat too close to bedtime, especially if you have something that's a quick release carbohydrate, because the impact of the swing in your blood sugar can impact your ability to fall asleep and to have a good night's sleep. And also, you don't want to drink alcohol right before bed. Now, sometimes people will say, well, a drink makes me feel relaxed and can help me sleep. But the reality is that alcohol can have a negative effect on sleep quality. It can actually trigger nighttime wakenings, so that's not a good idea. If you do need something to help you to sleep, you can find melatonin in supplement form, and melatonin is helpful particularly for people that work shift work. For example, if you're working nights and you come home and you have to sleep during the day, well, your system is thrown off and it's a little bit out of whack, your sleep cycle, so melatonin may be helpful in that example. Or if you're traveling to different time zones, you're traveling to a time zone that is, you know, in Europe or somewhere else where it's, you know, several hours difference, taking melatonin may be helpful in that situation. There are other supplements that I do recommend that can help with promoting relaxation and improving sleep quality. And one is an amino acid. And this amino acid is called sun-theanine. And sun-theanine is something that you can take about a half an hour or so before bedtime, and it makes you feel calm and relaxed. Yet it's not like taking an over-the-counter sleep aid, a pharmaceutical-type product. It's not going to knock you out, and it also won't make you feel drowsy the next day. So I recommend that a lot when I have patients that are not able to go to sleep at night because their mind is busy and they're feeling stressed. Sun-theanine has been shown in studies to help reduce stress, to promote calming. It promotes relaxation. It has a fairly quick onset. Usually within about 30 minutes, you can feel the effects. So you could try sun-theanine before bedtime, anywhere from, say, 50 to 150 milligrams is usually what I recommend. And the benefit of that is that it's non-addictive compared to some of the pharmaceuticals.
Sherry, we're up on another break, so I want to come back to more ways to avoid stress destroying your sleep, because the sleep prepares you for the energy for the next day. So we'll come back with Sherry in a moment.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters, whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance. Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. We're speaking with Sherry Torkus, who's an award-winning pharmacist and won awards for really helping her clients with information both for conventional and complementary therapies. And she's written a number of books really trying to make scientific information accessible to the general public. And she does a great job doing that. Her most recent book, Saving Women's Hearts, is delightful. It really gives us women the information we need. And she has several other very helpful books on the glycemic index and the Canadian Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. So today we're talking about how to keep the family and the children energized for the busy fall. And we've talked about avoiding refined carbohydrates and sugary and caffeine-laden drinks for quick pickup, because then you crash and it's a wear and tear on your body that you don't need. And we've also talked about sleep, the importance of sleep. And I wanted to mention, Sherry, you had in your notes, you had mentioned an interesting use for an alarm clock, not to wake you up, but instead to remind you to power down. So you can tell us a little about that?
Yeah, that's right. And that could be an alarm clock in your house, or it could be on your mobile device. And I think that what I find in talking to a lot of people is that they get, you know, caught up with doing their work. Often, you know, people are not just relaxing in the evening at home anymore. Ideally, it would be great if you could be spending time with your family and just relaxing. But for people that are, you know, have busy, active careers, they're often working in the evening, and then they lose track of time, and before they know it's midnight, and it's, you know, getting a little late to go to sleep. So if you set your alarm clock for, say, 9 or 10 o'clock, then that could be serving as a reminder that it's time to go to bed. And then, of course, you want to make sure you set it for the next morning.
Right, right. So stress is such a big thing, chronic stress with people, especially now with financial stresses, and just what happens in the fall, new schedules, kids having homework, questions about teachers and work and friends, and their sports activities and after-school activities. So can we talk a little about the risks of overscheduling? We get so ambitious that our kids have these huge resumes, but if they're exhausted and they burn out when they're in middle school, that's not good.
That's right. And then you're really not doing anything effectively either. And it's not just, you know, as you're pointing out, it's not just adults that are stressed today. It's children as well. I think stress has become one of the most significant health threats today in that it increases our risk of so many chronic diseases, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. It can deplete your immune system. It can make you more at risk of getting sick. And it can really just have an impact on your overall physical and emotional well-being. So what we really need to do is look at how we can address our stress. And one point that I have is to avoid overscheduling. And sometimes we just try to fit too much into our daily routines that at the end of the day we're feeling overwhelmed, we didn't get everything done we wanted to. So you need to be realistic. And I think, you know, whether you sit and look at the week ahead or you do it on a day-to-day basis, try to have a realistic expectation of what you want to do or accomplish in that day. And the same goes with the children. It's very difficult if they go right from school to one activity, to another activity, you know, throwing a meal somewhere in between and then trying to get to bed at a reasonable time. So you really want to try and prioritize, look at what's most important to you or most valuable use of your time and try to prioritize and do those things and let some of the other things go. So that's really important. The other thing that I like to talk about as an aerobics instructor, I used to teach a lot of fitness classes, and now I'm not an instructor anymore, but I'm very physically active and engaged in a lot of activities with my husband and my son. And that's the importance of exercise on a daily basis, if you can, to help not only improve your level of fitness and help maintain body weight, a proper body weight, but exercise is really important as well as a way to relax and de-stress. It helps to clear your mind, and it really can be one of the most powerful stress management tools. So regular exercise, it helps to clear your mind. It increases and energizes your body, increases circulation, blood flow, and it has a positive effect on so many different parameters of health.
Yeah, I understand that it has a direct relationship on having that stable energy we've been talking about by, like you said, increasing circulation and just keeping your metabolism up because your body knows, you know, it's doing some work. It's getting some exercise.
That's right. And, you know, the hard part is that when people are busy, the last thing they think they have time for is to add an hour of exercise into their day. So, you know, if you find that that's the challenge, then maybe try to work in like 3 20-minute intervals where maybe you could go for a walk in the morning either to work or before work, take a 20 minutes out of your lunch hour to do some type of physical activity, and then again 20 minutes after work or school or in the evening. Exercise is critical for children, for adults, for so many reasons, especially today given that we're faced with such an obesity epidemic in North America. Exercise promotes weight, a healthy body weight, and weight loss in many ways. It increases your metabolism. It can also help with appetite control, and you can build lean muscle if you're doing weight training or resistance exercises. And as you gain more muscle mass and lose your body fat, your whole system is going to work more efficiently.
That's great advice. And tell us what the HIT training, what does that stand for, Sherry?
The burst training. I think we're talking about what's really a burst training, where you're doing intermittent bouts of intense physical activity, and that goes back to the whole concept. If you're not able to really fit a full hour of exercise into your day, you can do these smaller sessions of exercise by using more intense activities and more, they call it burst training.
Okay, great. So someone could take a quick walk or a jog or...
That's right. You can alternate. If you have a treadmill or you want to go for a brisk walk outside, you know, do a, you know, a 10-minute power walk and then maybe some push-ups or some squats or some sit-ups. And that can have a really significant impact on your overall fitness level.
And you can feel energized to get back to work or
That's right.
play.
That's right. Absolutely. And it's really important if you're, you know, when you're exercising, you want to make sure you're drinking enough water, stay hydrated so that you don't run the risk. If, you know, get dehydrated, that can actually make you feel more tired and fatigued. And sometimes we mistake hunger for thirst. We're actually thirsty, but we grab food. So drinking water during and after exercise is really important.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little more about hydration because I know when we were traveling with the kids, we found that when everybody was getting kind of antsy in the car, just having everyone have a glass of water just perked everybody up again and got calmer. And often that's mistaken for hunger or wanting something salty, and the body really just says, take some salt so you'll get more water.
That's right. That's exactly what's happening. So, you know, drinking water and also eating foods that are naturally high in water, such as watermelon and celery and berries and leafy greens, they also provide your body with water. So that's really important. You know, I was just thinking as we were chatting, you mentioned MIT. I think the notes my publicist had sent you, what she was referring to is there's been something that's been developed in conjunction with researchers at MIT, and it's actually a botanical that is used for boosting energy. And when we're talking fitness and exercise, two of the most common reasons why people don't exercise is, one, they say they don't have time, and two, they say they don't have the energy. So if you need something to take to help with stress and energy, rather than reaching for those energy drinks, the things that are loaded with sugar and caffeine, you want to look for natural ways that you can give yourself a boost without putting yourself at risk of having, you know, negative effects on your heart or other body systems. And there was something that was developed in conjunction with MIT, and it's a rainforest botanical. It's called Tongkat Ali. The actual name of the extract is Physta, Physta. And there has been research to show that this Physta, in supplement form, can increase stamina, vigor, vitality, and energy. And it's something that has been used by the Malaysians for centuries. It's kind of one of their ancient secret remedies as a way to, you know, boost energy and just overall wellness and vitality. It's not a caffeine supplement. It's not something that works on overstimulating. Really, it works to just help give you a natural boost in stamina, vigor, vitality. And as a side benefit for men, there have been some reports to show that it also benefits performance. So, you know, that's something that is, you may want to look for. It's in the supplement, you'll find it under the name of Tenaga, which is T-E-N-A-G-A, and that's at, you know, different stores like the Vitamin Shoppe. So if you look for Tenaga, it actually contains this patented ingredient called Physta, which is a natural energy booster, and it does not have any negative effect on your heart or blood pressure or any other body system. So that's something that, you know, when people are asking me for, you know, what can I take to boost my energy levels, that's something that comes to mind. Also, you want to make sure you're getting enough B vitamins and vitamin C, because those are your stress vitamins, and when you're under stress, your body can become depleted in your B vitamins and vitamin C, and then that can cause a bit of a vicious cycle because it makes you more reactive or susceptible to the effects of stress. So either take a B complex or make sure you're getting enough Bs in your multivitamin formula.
Yeah, that's so important that if you do take a supplement for some quick energy, that it not be a stimulant that's going to crash you later, but something that actually helps support the basic energetic processes of the body. So
that's something
about.
You know, I really like to stress to people is that some of the supplements that you find in, you know, health food stores or wherever, they may not necessarily be the best choices. You want to read your labels carefully, look online, read, you know, if there's research or, you know, what's behind certain products, because things that are, you know, sound too good to be true usually are, and things that are just loaded with lots of caffeine and sugar, not good for health. So again, when you're looking for natural ways to deal with energy, my best advice is to look at your diet, eat those slow-release carbs, choose the right fats such as, you know, palm fruit oil, olive oil, fish oil. Make sure you're getting regular exercise, enough sleep at night. If you're looking for supplements for stress, then you may want to look for the Feista, which is in the Tanaga. Also, green tea as a beverage is good in terms of its nutrients and its properties, so that may be something to consider as well.
Great. Well, you've shared so much great information about how to stay energized and not to just try to get some quick fix, but to really help your body produce all the energy you need for the busy fall season. So I really appreciate you being on Family First, Sherry. And where can people get more of you? Your books are available?
Yes, my books are available online and in most major bookstores. So the most recent book I have is called Saving Women's Hearts, and it's all about heart disease prevention, primarily for women, but, you know, the men will find important nuggets of information as well. It's Saving Women's Hearts. I co-authored it with my friend who's a cardiologist, Dr. Martha Galati. So you can either look at Amazon or on my website, sherrytorkas.com, or look in your favorite local bookstore.
Great, and thanks again, and do go to her website. It's rich with information, and I want to urge everyone one more time to become a friend of Family First. Today is the last day of our campaign to get friends of Family First, so go to www.indiegogo.com, that's I-N-D-I-E-G-O-G-O.com, with a slash, and then friends of Family First, and you'll get more of the kinds of great information that we've had from Sherry today. So thank you for being on Family First, Sherry, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks so much. It was my pleasure.
Take care now.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest,